The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Tuesday. It is the 26th of the June of 2018. Looking forward to having a live show for you today. We're going to jump off into that momentarily. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely do jump in. And give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for today's show. Just want to say big ups to all of you that participate in our overall program. I greatly, greatly appreciate you all. What up, Roz? Thanks for posting inside of the in Tando and everyone else. And let me just pull up here and big ups to everyone in the chat room that's there. Looking forward to engaging with you all at any time. Also, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. So we're going to jump into the show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You know, go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and become a member of BTR Community for only $24 a year. That will actually get you into the platform where you can engage in a social media platform where you don't have to worry about your identity being compromise for pay. It is, and you can post stuff about you and your business and things that you want to accomplish. So definitely do that. Okay. All right. And also, if you'd like to acquire real money, go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there, and then email info@prosperitymint. And make sure you do that and tell them it's your Tando Radio Show listener. Okay. So I want to jump into the new, to the what's in the news, and then I want to get into today's show. And I think we have that may be an open line. A caller out of L.A., if you had a question, a comment before we get going, you can definitely do that because it seems like you're unmuted. Not sure if you wanted to say something. If you do, definitely would love to hear from you. I think I know who it is. My man, if that's you, definitely jump in and speak your piece. peace, my brother. So, 323. Caller out of L.A.? 323? Okay, guess not. All right, that's fine. Let me get into what's the news, had to repopulate it. Okay, here we go. So what's in the news? Today's show is thinking as a prepper means more than just having stuff. Just want to definitely emphasize that when it comes to preparing. It's more than just having stuff. It's a lot of different things. I'm going to take a look at that as well. So that's today's show. All right, so first article we got from Sovereign Man. The last casualty in the global pension catastrophe is, and you definitely want to take a look at this article. And it says, in the year 6 AD, the Roman Empire, Augustine set up a special trust fund known as the Aeterium Medial, or military treasure, to fund retirement pensions for Roman legionaries. Now, check out that article. Real, real good. Next article, this one comes from USA Today. Is America heading towards a civil war? Question. Sanders and Nielsen incident shows that it already has begun. And let me tell you, this is what's in the mainstream media, because that's what they want to perpetuate. That's what they want everybody to think, because that's where they want to move everyone. This is one of the reasons why you must prepare. And this is all engaged in the fan fanaticism of people. And so this is what they're telling you before things happen. And this is a, you know, all empires fall because their currency falls. And that's what's happening right now, because that is something that's created by man for man's objectives. And this is something that's really moving in. And on Friday, we're going to have a significant show on that. Something was brought to my attention. Big Kevin, thank you so much for sending me that. It was out of Hong Kong. It was actually I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Per se, we've been talking about it, but it is actually here. Saw it coming, knew it was coming, but didn't see that it was available now. Something significant on Friday. We'll talk about that. So, Kevin, thank you so much. You know, you and your brother, critical individuals. Greatly appreciate you. All right, next one. Article comes from Bloomberg. U.S. pressing allies to end Iran oil imports by November the 4th. The United States is pressing the allies to end all imports of Iranian oil by November 4th and doesn't want to offer any extensions or waivers, according to the State Department's officials. The announcement followed a celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's move in May to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal. An administration warns that the European nation should scale back their trade with the Islamic Republic or face sanctions. It's heating up, y'all. So that's what that was about. Next article. This one is an older article from the Huffington Post. Deportation separates thousands of U.S.-born children from their parents in 2003. And this is an article that Immigration and Customs Enforcement last year carried out more than 72,000 deportations of parents who said they had U.S.-born children, according to the report Congress obtained on Wednesday. And if you look at this article, it's a very old article. So this is nothing new. They've been doing this for a very, very long, long time. And it's been, you know, in all communities, and it's only going to perpetuate and grow even more. One of the things that they're going to be doing is building all of these internments, and they're not building the internments for what people think. They're building the internments for the overall what's coming down the line, and they want, and this is the overall cover and the cloaking for what the real intentions are. And so, got to know that and be aware of it and prepare for it. Next article from Global Research. U.S. nuclear weapons in South Korea. The history shows a dramatic nuclearization of the Korean Peninsula shortly after the end of the Korean War in the first months of January of 1958. The United States deployed 4 or possibly 5 nuclear weapon systems with approximately 150 warheads. Very, very important to note some of this stuff, in my opinion, significant for where things is. And the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula means the U.S. is gone. And that is one of the things that's being not talked about. I actually started to hear some people on some of the mainstream media starting to say it, and kind of made me go, yep, slowly but surely, this is a whole thing. And this is all has to do with the destabilization of the U.S. in the fall of the United States Roman Empire. Excuse me, the United States Empire, like the Roman Empire, probably unprecedented in historical standpoints how this will go down, but it won't be the first time. It's been done a whole lot before. And I will just say this just before we go into the next article. This is really the setup, like the first article or the article about second article about the Civil War. All the stage is being set for the purge, both internationally, globally, and regionally, because that is what's going to be taken, because they're really getting everyone to and wanting everyone to respond a certain way, and they're creating the environments for just that very thing to happen. And they are being quite successful in it all, even though it may not affect many of you, but it will definitely affect many, many people that we know, many people that we have seen, and many people within our overall surroundings, immediate surroundings, and those individuals will follow the overall propaganda hook, line, and sinker to their own demise. Even some of us here, even though we think one thing and we say something, but our actions really do determine how we do resonate. And so the whole setup for the purge, both globally, regionally, and locally, is definitely being played out, and it's going to definitely happen, in my opinion. Next article, Rise posted this from Interverse, and it says, Sophia past studies, most are found in Washington, D.C., scientists. Yep, the list of the states with the most psychopaths. Isn't that surprising? Yep, definitely. Great article, Raj. Next article. I don't know. This one didn't come up from Raj. So maybe I'll try to get it later. Next article from Houston Chronicle. And it says, let me see. What is wrong with... I need to my daggone. Okay, let me try to do this one. Get this one. All right, what is going on here? Okay, I'm gonna get back to these articles. Let me see what else is here. Why isn't this coming up? Okay, next article, Rise posts from Mini Press News. This is the most important surveillance story you'll ever see for years. Really read this one. The most important surveillance story you will ever see for years just went online, revealing how AT&T became the internet's biggest enemy, secretly collaborating against its customers and patients to destroy your privacy. This is a critical article. I would definitely highly suggest everyone read this one, because this is so, so true. And this is something that's been brewing for a very, very, very long time. Extremely. And this is a great, great article for that, and how all of this technology and how this is all being set up. So check out that. Next article, where I posted this one from Mini Press News as well. I can't see this one either. I just see pro-Trump conspiracy. Let me see. And it's the anonymous calls for regime change in Iran. So maybe if I reboot this, what if I do? Let me try this. All right. Let me go to the next. Next article, Rise, posted from Mini Press News. Washington Syrian chess game leaves Iraqi PMF forces battling ISIS. So check out that. And it was another article and I posted this one from Sputnik News, how the U.S. was evacuating two Daesh commanders from Syria, and it was in Sputnik News because they're working with the U.S. And that overall setting, and I just want to say this, that overall setting that's there, you may think that Syria has been gone quiet, but no, it has actively been ramping up. And I noticed something else. I want you all to check. I don't know, because sometimes my internet is really bad here. For those of you that are in the chat room or just listen to Tando Radio Show, if you would check to see if www.presstv.ir, if you could pull that up. And I think that that site, which is a Iranian publication, has now been taken off the line here in the States. Presstv.ir. And I've been having problems, and I don't know, in getting into that site, if it's because of my, you know, a location and things, but or is that site taken down? I wouldn't be surprised if that site is taken down. And I definitely think that that is the case. So I can't get it, and I have some internet problems from time to time here. But if you all would check to see if that is the case, I would greatly appreciate it. I think that is because I can't pull it up at all. Presstv.ir. See if any of you can pull that up. And if you can, let me know if you could pull that up. And if not, I'm not surprised. And I think that's a coordinated move that's happening there. OG, check that for me. Presstv.ir. If you can, if you would pull that up, because you're usually in the chat room, if you can do that, greatly appreciate it. Just want to know if that site has been taken down. And if it is, it's quite telling as to what the future is going to be holding, how close things are going to go to being even more disabled where we can all see it. This is one of the things that you do before you engage in some overt military actions against a country. So that is a keen indicator of a uh-oh moment. Oh, it's coming up for me. Okay. No, I just wanted to know. I've been having – okay, thanks, OG. OG said it's coming up for him, so they haven't taken it down. It's just me. I've been having some real internet problems, so please bear with me. Sometimes articles, I see half the articles or the articles – well, not half. It just won't bring it up, and I can only see like a couple of words in it in just the headline stuff, and I can't make it all out. So, okay, cool. So it is there. Glad that that's there. So – Pentax, so I need to find another way to get to that site. Okay, that site is a really good site for some outside news reporting about what's going on in the world. All right, so let's jump into today's show. At any time you'd like to jump into the conversation, want to get into today's show, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And before we get started, let me just say this. I just want you all to know that I am not a radio personality. That is not why I do and the reason why we do Tando Radio Show. I have no radio experience of all the times that I've been on the radio.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform.
That's crazy.
BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience
audio as well.
Of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one.
Okay, OG, can you hear me now? Okay, great. I hear you. Okay, great, great. Maybe there was something. I don't know. So it went out, but good. We're back on. Excuse me on that. I don't know what happened. But let me also just want to say thanks, OG, for just keeping me, because I didn't know I wasn't off until you said I lost audio, and then I hear you now. I greatly, greatly appreciate that you keep us on tap. So maybe it was just a quick blurb. I know that Scotty clicked us off and back on, so we should be gone. And big ups also to my man Jambone. Thank you, Jambone, for all of the info you send me as well. Greatly appreciate you. All right, so let's jump into today's show. Let me get situated here, and okay, my internet is really messing up, because it has been. So here we go. Today's show, thinking as a prepper means more than just having stuff. And I just want to start off with some of the things that we're going to look at. I want to talk about 20 things that you should consider during the next, I'm going to just put this one as an economic thing, as the next economic collapse falls upon us, some things that you should consider. And then also defending some of the things that you have, such as your home and everything else. But one of the things before we get started, the number one thing, and if you would like to add on to anything, but more, definitely would love to hear from you all. The number one thing, I think, when it comes to being a prepper, is your overall temperament is so underrated in this overall prepping community and the reasons why we prep. See, the system actually, or the mainstream media put on, if y'all all remember, they had a show known as Doomsday Preppers, and they found a bunch of people. Some of them were definitely bat crazy and everything else, but they wanted to project them and put them on because they never wanted to put anyone that was reasonable and that would bring reasonable reasons for prepping and to give those things. One, the people that are that type would not go on mainstream media anyhow, because they know that that's just a propaganda tool, and that's going to be an adverse. But they'll find any old Joe that was doing it for whatever reasons, and not only that, some of them were probably actors and you know, giving scripts to enhance the overall show, because they wanted to actually ostracize not the preppers. They wanted to ostracize any person that was thinking that maybe I should be doing that. People that were in between, you know, there's some things going on, maybe I should look at this, and this prepping them, maybe. And then they knew that it was critical to minimize that, because they didn't want people to start to question the authority, the prevailing authority that is always presently around. So they came up with this short series and everything else known as Doomsday Preppers, and they had some of the worst prepping examples and reasons for prepping to the extreme, because they wanted to project a certain light. One of the most important things as being a prepper is that you have to be a very rational, realistic, optimistic person. The reason why, because if you are a person that is of that cloth, that's the real reason why you want to make sure that you, your family, and the overall community is in the best shape that it possibly can be, in preparing for things that are realistically viable. And it's just a matter of time or events before things go awry. How about the individuals that you didn't hear about in the in the Northridge earthquake in Los Angeles, or the San Francisco earthquake, or in Hurricane Katrina, or in the different hurricanes or the different events that happen around the world, major events that happen about the world. You never hear about the people that were prepared for it and they did well. What do you hear about? Those that weren't, but you don't hear about them not being prepared is how they caught them. What actually was that you'll hear in propaganda was that the overall event was so overwhelming. Because then it never puts the overall emphasis, it gives the excuse for people never to think about what possibilities that they that there could be and how to rationalize them and have an appropriate response to it. So one of the most important things, in my opinion, is not primarily the things that you can acquire as a prepper. It's the courage to want to, more than just survive, but to thrive and prosper and to create opportunities for those that resonate with the same energy as yourself and willing to take on that responsibility. And one of the things about being a prepper, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, doesn't make it right. One of the things about being a prepper is that you first have to become a prodigious saver. In them all. And no, even myself as being a prepper, I'm not always as disciplined as I should be. Or as I could be, and definitely not as much as I want to be. But that doesn't stop me from still doing what I think is necessary based off of the historical events that I see as evidence of what is going to be happening repeated once again. I don't think there is much in the future. Because the future is very, very, to me, it's in so many ways, it's a very small part of our lives. Because what we're seeing is not the future. What we're seeing is the replaying of the past at a different moment, where the future would actually be organic. The future would be sincere. The future would be random. There are very few random acts that happen anymore. Very, very few. And if they do, it's on a individual, on a micro level, individually. But even that now, because of all of the GMOs and other things, and even that is being compromised by a script. So the future is really not something that is time sensitive. The future is really dictated by the overall available energy and the intentions, and everything else is a script. World War III is not the future. It's the scripted event to happen at the appointed moment that will turn into global nuclear war one. This is not the future. This is what is going to, is already been laid out. So I think as a good prepper, one of the things that's always often overlooked is your sense of being a great investigator, being one that is a seeker of truth, even though there are so many different forms of that, but being one that understands and is quite aware that the past has been completely conscripted. A construct of it that was created for someone else's agenda, and you can see the evidence to substantiate and validate the future entanglements and traps that are being laid before not just yourself, but everyone collectively throughout the world. You don't buy the program. You don't buy the commercial. You don't buy what's being advertised. You're no longer skeptical. And it's not a sinister, you don't have a sinister outlook on things. You realize that this world lies. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of those things. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, what do you think some of the important factors of being a prepper that's outside of the tangible things, the stuff that you can acquire? What do you think are some of the important things? We'd love to hear from you all. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I think the overall will to prosper is much different than the will to survive. But the will to prosper, I think all sincere preppers have that. Well, I won't say that. But the ones that I would want to engage myself with, because there's different form of preppers, and we'll talk about that as well. But the will to prosper in a benevolent way, I think is the type of prepper that I always want to work with and engage with and to assist, because there are definitely different forms of preppers. Let me tell you, if you really think about it, the so-called government agencies around the world, all of them are preppers. They prepare through drills, they prepare through acquiring, accumulating, they prepare through actually organizing, from the police to the military to the hospitals to everything else. If you really look at how the government is set up, is really set up as a prepping organization to control the events that will make them relevant. And there takes preparation in that. And it's so funny how in today's world, you know, prepping has been given a moniker, a tag of something other than what's in your best interest. Why in the world wouldn't you want to prepare for college and prepare for a trade school, which I think is much more important than a college, because a trade school will give you value. A college will just give you a receipt. why wouldn't you want to prepare for different things in life? The more you prepare for different things in life, the more able you are to be able to gamefully put your talents to work. It's like an athlete. It's like an athlete. If an athlete is out of shape, it doesn't matter the overall talents and abilities of that athlete. They won't be able to display those talents until they get into shape. So prepping becomes more than just acquiring stuff. It becomes a mindset. It becomes a vocation. It becomes an opportunity. Whenever you're going to start a business, before you start a business, you should try to prepare for starting that business. So we can look at all of the relevant things and can see how important preparing is not just preparing for this or that. But we started Tando Radio Show because of the overbearing direction of demise that I was seeing things going, that I thought it was appropriate for us to at least talk about some of the things that's going on in the world. So then you would decide what level of preparedness you would need to have in accordance of who you are, where you live, your truths, and what you wanted to do. And I hope that we have been somewhat successful in showing that. I am not an alarmist, or I am not a one that cries wolf, because the wolves are all around. It's just that so many people decide not to look at them anymore. To bite. So it would actually be wise to do something about it. But as we stand today, there's different forms of preppers. There are some people that are preparing to create chaos, confusion, and some people are actually, even in the preparedness realm, their overall response to preparedness is, let's take from people. Let's just acquire some things that we'll need to actually steal from people, to take by force and by fear from people. There are those type of preppers as well. And then there are some preppers that are looking to prepare by actually performing services and to share their overall services with someone or some group that they have something that you don't have. And for an example, if you're a dentist, that overall skill of being a true holistic dentist is going to be so necessary. Think about it. And what a dentist may do, a dentist may prepare for economic collapse different than someone that is not. Reason being is because what they want to do is they want to be able to provide their craft as much as they possibly can under different diverse circumstances without all of the technology. Because if they have the technology and equipment, then so good. But you prepare for what you don't have. So they may want to develop their skills to be able to respond to different conditions that people will be in through dentistry, that they will become valuable. So then they won't have to store up on this and that. What they really need to store up on is increasing their overall holistic skills, and that in itself will be worth its weight in gold. So it's really so many variables in preparing, and there's so many things to prep to preparing that goes beyond just stuff. Skills, in my opinion, is just after mindset. What skills are you able to perform with minimum to no tools or with no reference guide? No reference guide where you can just do that from your experience and you're doing it from an education standpoint. Not a schooling standpoint, from an education standpoint, where you've done it in so many different ways under so many different conditions that you've developed a level and expertise. You've been educated through life on how different things could possibly work, where you are under the conditions that you currently are, or even conditions changing. That is a true education because you know all of the circumstances and possibilities and the diversities that can change on you. That's part of preparing. That has nothing to do with tools. But by you being the engine of success, and also probably one of the most important things in preparing, another thing is how you react to everything. Our reaction to things can be the death of us or the benefit. It can create a hell, or it can actually blossom the land of milk and honey within our lives. And our reactions is so powerful because how we react to things sets up the next set of events that we may not be aware of to happen to us. You know, in life, there's some uncontrollable things that are outside your overall control or influence that will happen to you. And there's many of those things in life. But the most important thing is how you're going to respond to those things. How you respond to something that you had no control over, your response is now taking control of the situation that is now before you. And how you respond to that, what energy you give to that, what you decide how you're going to use your energy, that is going to determine what next set of events to happen to you and to follow you for a very long time, even until you make the great transformation, because your response to things can become how you habitually handle things, your habits. And a sincere, benevolent prepper should always have a responsible response to anything. In everything. And this is a skill that we don't really focus on when it comes to prepping. We focus on the sensory obvious things that we think are obvious, but we really don't focus on the obvious thing. Some of the most obvious things are the ones that we give the least amount of attention to. Because you can't buy wisdom. You can't buy discipline. You can't buy benevolency. You either are disciplined or you're not. You're either benevolent or you're not. You're either sincere or you're not. You're either tempered or you're not. And I would say before we go into some major, major events that are going to happen at different degrees for every single one, at different intervals, let's look at some of the things that are happening to us that are threatening us right now that we should be preparing for. We should be preparing for every day, because the threats of every day are very apparent. And they actually give us an opportunity to learn, to evaluate, to debrief some of the things that we did well, some of the things that we didn't do so well, some of the things we need to work on, some of the things that we do naturally that we need to maintain, and some of the things that we are not good at all. And maybe with some of the things that we are not good at all, maybe we should find individuals that are very exceedingly, handle that very exceedingly well, and we just have collective prudence with that individual to trust them to handle that for you while you work on the other things that they may not be good at. Now what do you have? Now everyone is more balanced. No matter what the overall situation that comes upon you, you have a group of talented individuals that are comfortable and are coursed to handle it. So often when we talk about preparing, we always talk about the tools, but we don't talk about, and we don't establish the spiritual tools that are necessary to be able to handle the stresses. And one of the things that are never really talked about, able to handle what many would classify as the successes of a detrimental condition. Because for every disaster that happens, there is just an equal amount of opportunities that spring forth from that. And are we really prepared to handle some golden opportunities that will lie within the disaster? Are we really able to handle being able to work with many people or a few people, or even being workable with individuals that mean you well? Can you discipline yourself to get out of your own self's way and darn sure get out of theirs? Because we all know that the overall system has never encouraged that in our reactions and in our relationships with one another. And what I'm really speaking about, what happens when there is such thing as an economic collapse? Because you prepared for it, that economic collapse now turns into a economic opportunity for you. How will you respond to that? Have you prepared for that? Have you considered it? Have you given weight to it? Have you put it on your scale of your moral convictions? How are you going to respond to that? Is it going to bring out a different energy than when you didn't have? Because there's a different temptation, different polarity between those that have and those that don't have. And are we preparing for those type of conditions to come into our presence? Are we realistic in our prepping? Are we preparing for some entertainment style Walking Dead situation that was really pressed upon you through the propaganda of the media. And I'll give you an example. I've seen some preppers where they had all of the, they wanted to buy the gear or the equipment that was being advertised as preparedness equipment. And what it was going to do was that it was going to put a big, great big target on people that this individual was thinking about this calamity before it happened, and they prepared for it. They have things that are very valuable, and all of our attention should be there. It's going to bring about unwanted attention because we were actually preparing through fantasy. And it wasn't based in any realistic conditions that the system has used before, that they are only going to repeat because they're not original. It's like a Rambo, the Rambo prepper. Which I would say is extremely those type of individuals, that type of personality is extremely dangerous because it's not based in reality, it's based in fantasy, and that person is unstable. Then there's the shrewd people that will be in your midst. Are you prepared to deal with those individuals? So when it comes to preparing, there's a whole lot more to it than just having food, water, a gun. Those are all the visual tools. But it's the hidden ones, is what you don't see, that's even more real than what you do see. And are we really focusing on that through our relationships with one another in a realistic way? Are we preparing to grow? Because when things go awry, I'm going to tell you, there's a level of maturity. There's a level of sincerity that we're going to have, and it would be much better if it's natural to us instead of forced. Or, more importantly, if it's fake, we just do it because it's a hidden way to get what we truly, truly want. We have a great, great ample opportunity always to prepare to be a better person than what we currently are. We can all do better in everything. And this is something that challenges me at all times. And I'm not saying this to, I'm really speaking to myself, and I hope that you hear that, because that's my intention. Because I know that each and every one of us have the capability to be far more than what the schools have taught us and told us we should be. Because all of that has been insufficient as to who we really can be. So, we got a caller in queue. Is my man Rise. We got like 5 minutes before we go to the commercial break. Rise, so welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, bro? We got about 2 minutes before we, four minutes before we go to the commercial break. I just want you to know how much time before the commercial break. What say you, Rise?
No, fine. Thank you. Peace and love. Peace to everybody.
Much love. Much respect, brother.
Listeners. Back at you, good brother. Yeah, I'll try and keep it brief. I just wanted to say when you're in that prepping mentality, another thing to be aware of, and it's something I've talked about a lot, is character, the character of the person or people that you deal with. There was a saying that I posted today, and it said, people that don't have a similar mentality do not have the same morality. And what it is that it has to do with codifying. You're codified and you're dealing with people based on what you're trying to accomplish, and you have to have a similar mentality in regards to certain lines you won't cross to get to that goal, or certain lines you will cross to get to that goal. And what I found this year being 2018, 1 in 8 is 9. 9 is a number that indicates endings. And sometimes those endings can come in the form of an actual death of someone or something, or it can come in the form of ending of relationships. And this year has been a very interesting year for me because there's people who I was associated with in which their character, who they really were, came to be revealed to me in very, very profound ways. And people who presented themselves to me in certain ways were not who they said they were. And, you know, when you're dealing with prepping, you want to make sure that the people that you deal with, you do have a handle on their character. Because if you don't have a similar mentality, they're not going to have the same morality. Somebody might be willing to go rape and kill somebody to take what they have. If you're not, then you should not be in that group with that person, because the same sort of mentality they'll visit upon you at some point. Some people are crafty. They'll present themselves to you and say all the right things and make you think that they're on the same page as you. And then the proper situation presents themselves and they go from civilized to feral. That's something that I just experienced with someone very, very recently. And it didn't catch me off guard because nothing surprises me in the system. It was just that this person was a person who really presented themselves of a high moral character and a personality type that was really about solving the problem. And, you know, due to other circumstances, the situation just played itself out in that way. And I had to just sever ties with folks. And sometimes that's what you have to do in order to maintain your character. Because, you know, I've been a practitioner of African spirituality for 20 plus years. And sometimes, being that I am a person who came from the street, you know, when people kind of set you up in those old ways, you want to go back to those old ways. And you really have to be able to check yourself and say, wait a minute, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what,
right,
you know, I've been charged to do by my ancestors, is not to get into these silly arguments with other black people or with anybody if I can avoid it. So let me focus.
Hold on, Rise. We gotta get ready to go. Rise. Hold on one second. Sure. Don't hold that spot right there. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, pick back up from there. Listen, everyone, you're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And we got my man Roz in queue. And Roz was just speaking about some of the things that he was going through and how your overall prepping group and the individuals that you are around can actually influence your energy if you allow that to happen. It's so true. So let me go back to Roz so he can go ahead and finish what he was saying, and I think it's very important that we do that. Roz, go ahead, bro.
Yes. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say, but the idea is that character sets a foundation and trust between people. So even if you have a disagreement with another person and that person's in your group, if you really know them and you know their character, even though other people in that group who may not know them as well as you might feel in a way about something that they're thinking about doing or something that they think the group should accomplish, you can then come in and say, no, I know that person. You know, what you're thinking is not where they're going with this. You know, we're trying to get from this place and take a route in which we're not going to cause further problems for ourselves or something of that nature. So character really sets the foundation for trust between people. And in a world where we're taught to distrust each other, especially those that look like us the most, I think that is just very, very essential, is just your own character and the character of those that you will be, you know, working with and dealing with in a situation like prepping. Because it can easily go from you guys being in a prepping group to, you know, one of you having to take out somebody else because they're not on the same morality as you. And you're not willing to allow your morality to be compromised in the way that they're willing to. So these are all things you want to, you know, just be cognizant of as you move forward with people and just function on a high level of Black self-respect, I would say. And with that, I'll mute myself. Great show, brother.
Always. You know, and Rise makes a lot of good points. And I would say this. One of the things that's very important in preparedness is the development of you. And when it comes to dealing with people, can be a very difficult thing because everyone is not like each other. There are so many different variables, and sometimes people are going through things that you have no clue about. You had no clue that they were going through this or going through that. One of the things that's very, very important is that, and as Roz was talking about it, it's very important that you always be grounded as an individual. Because I found that, and I know you all can all relate to this, you can never make someone do anything. Because if the great creator can't make someone do something, what makes you think you can? You have to allow people to be themselves. And in that, I think it's very, very important that in spite of what goes on around you, that you have to be who it is that you are. And some people could mean that some people are going to do some things that we would all consider as a would be engaged in some form of corrupt personality or mentality. And it's always better to recognize that and then remove yourself. Because not everyone is compatible. And what happens is that in a preparedness situation, the situation actually has an energy that will also determine compatibility. And what do I mean by that? You know, you can have your priorities can change. But one of the things that I think is always critical is that your character should always remain the same. Your character has to always remain the same, in my opinion. That does not make it right. That is just what I think. It's not, you know, doesn't make it right. Just because you think something doesn't make it right. It's just your opinion. And our overall character of ourselves is very, very crucial. Very, very crucial. And I will tell you this, in relationships and in circumstances, I got a couple other callers. We'll go to those callers in a second. In those relationships, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Especially in preparedness. Especially if you're responding to a situation, an adverse situation. In an adverse situation, you want to make sure that, one, you, your family, and the overall general community is safe. And that takes a certain energy in order for that to happen. But there's a responsibility that we all have to ourselves. Did you do everything that you were supposed to do? And there's a question that we all have to individually answer. And answer could be yes. And I'm saying all this because things could change in a heartbeat. Now, I don't want, and I want to say this, I didn't have today's show in regards to some of the things that may have been going on with some very people that I care about. So I don't want this platform to be used as a boxing match and a sparring match of unnecessaries. So I'm going to say this. Within, and this is not why I had this show, but I'm going to say this now. I absolutely love Roz, my brother. I absolutely love Mel, my brother. Absolutely love each and every one of you. And I don't know if Roz was speaking about any individuals that happen to be a part of this network and this family. But we definitely have had, and I wasn't aware of it, and I was made aware of it by individuals that I absolutely love and trust. From the so-called proverbial different sides of it all. And I try to remain as neutral as I possibly could. But I guess today is a good day for me to address this on air because it's kind of my responsibility to do it. And I would say, Brother Roz, Brother Mel, and the other individuals that still listen to Tando Radio Show and are still a part of this whole thing. I don't know everything that went on, Roz. I don't know everything that went on, Mel. But I just know this, that we are not stronger by this disagreement. I'm not stronger. The Tando Radio Show and our obligation to those that listen to us for the very first time, unaware of what some of the threats are. And this is some of the things that happen within this sphere of giving when you don't have to. The true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. And when you do that, there becomes a responsibility to withstand certain attacks that happen. It's just a part of doing business. It goes along with the program. I'm not looking for this platform to be famous. I'm looking for this platform to be meaningful and to give more than just the danger of reality, but to see the overall possibility of hope that looks past the immediate threat. And I actually have developed close personal ties with Brother Braggs, with you, Roz, with you, Mel, and many of you, and many others that are here. And I would like to say there's a community that we have. And there is an unnecessary condition that keeps us from getting to where we should be. And I would ask you all to work it out. If I can help, and I will, and I would like to set up where we talk.
May I be heard?
Not on air. No, hold on 1 second, Mel.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go to you in a second. 1 sec, bro. I would like for us to actually engage in this outside of the air, because the platform should always be for the reasons that's bigger than David, bigger than Scotty, bigger than this network, it's bigger than Tando Radio Show. Because what has called us to this spot, what has called us to be who you truly are, is more important than the possibilities of what we can do, what we're capable of. So be mindful and be well aware, because this is a part of preparedness. This is an opportunity for us to master something in preparedness, to where there may be disagreements about different things that we're going to have to learn to navigate our way through it. I'm going to say this before I go to Mel. In a relationship, the quality of a relationship is never determined by what brings you down. The quality of a relationship is always measured by what you were able to overcome. And I don't think that I don't need to really stress that anymore. Please, Roz, Mel, put the appropriate individuals together and let's do what the system doesn't want us to do. Let's fix it.
Can I be heard, please?
Well, I guess, Mel, you're really itching to be heard.
Yeah.
And I think, hold on. And that's one of the things that's really difficult about this platform. And Mel, I'm not pointing you out, but it's a trend that I allowed to happen too long. And when I say allowed to happen, I should have always said, hey, check this out. When someone else is speaking, don't interrupt them. And we do that on this platform way too much, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. So I wasn't targeting you, Mel, but we do that. We argue our point.
Okay, brother Dave. Look, look, I disagree with you because when we talk, sometimes
I'm not.
And you know what?
You may disagree with me, Mel, but you're doing it right now,
bro. I'm not doing it, brother. What I'm telling you is, brother Ross, I love brother. We are family.
Okay, but Mel. Can we get to that in 1 second?
Yes, sir.
One sec, bro. Yeah, one sec. I'm gonna go to you. And I wasn't picking on Mel on that, but this is something that I think is very, very important on this platform, is that if someone says something, the system has always taught us to overspeak someone, and that's dangerous because then you never get an opportunity to listen. You just want to be heard. So let's put ourselves in a position where we can grow. And Mel, please don't take it as is done far too many times on this show. Far, far too many times, and it's unnecessary. So let me go to Mel now. Mel, what say you, bruh? The floor is yours.
Well, there's a difference, and you know I barely chime in, but there's a difference in interrupting and interjecting. And let's leave that alone. But as far as the family, it's like, man, the family's always going to fight. But when we fight, and what you said was totally correct, bro. I mean, come on, man. We got issues at hand. We have things we need to solve. We have problems to solve. Brother Ross, he's a fellow countryman. That's my brother. I love that brother. I love Jerry. I love Ross. I love Thomas. I love Scott. I love all the whole family, everybody. And my melanated sister on the internet, she never gets on the show. But I'm saying,
okay,
let's learn how to.
Yeah, yeah, but Mel, this is not the platform and the time and the place. I agree with you 100.
Okay,
let's do that at the appropriate place.
I just want to learn how to disagree, brother. That's all I'm saying, man. It's okay to disagree. We can disagree. That's fine, but that should not break bonds. It should not break
No, it shouldn't. So let's do this. Let's do this. Mel, we're gonna have to set it up, and I gave too much emphasis to it and too much time to it at all. But I should have called you all individually. But there is an opportunity for us to say, to make a commitment. Will you make a commitment that we will discuss this among ourselves so that we can get back to what we've always done so well.
I agree, brother. And thank you for taking my call. Peace and love.
My man. Much love. Much respect. We got another caller out of Atlanta. Rise, if you still there, Rise is... Well, this is not the platform for it. We'll talk. Rise, please call me. Mel, please call me after the show. A caller out of Atlanta, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Peace. This is Rob out of Atlanta.
What up, Rob? How you doing, brother?
Coincidence. I'm good, brother. It's a coincidence that it was brought up, but that's what was the reason I was going to call anyway. I wanted you to elaborate on the mentality of prepping and being able to say, hey, okay, I want to detach from the system, be able to, you know, be sovereign, but in the minds of certain individuals, they tend to want to say, okay, after this, you know, turmoil that goes on, I want to go back to the way it was, actually. And I have a problem with that if you actually prepping, but, you know, at a later date, you know, once you've used and you survived and the smoke is cleared, you know, and you still made it through the other side, but you still had this mentality, I'm going to go back to, you know, I got to stop and eat at McDonald's, or, you know, just the regular destructive things that we do that we don't really realize that, you know, that's upholding the beast, you know what I'm saying, together, to be able to detach and then want to go back to the bosom of the beast. You understand what I'm saying? The mentality of that. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, Robert, you already laid it out very well, and what I'm hearing you say, and I in agreement with you, is that we have to break what we've been taught by this system of how to respond to everything, so that we won't be an agent of this system, so we won't be a carrier, so we won't be a host infector. We won't be the one that's carrying the virus to one another and receiving it and reinvesting in it. Because the system has taught us to respond to things, and they know that if the system always uses triggers, it actually perpetuates hate, and we get so scorned by it that we, in many cases, we become what we've had to endure. And everybody prepares for different reasons. They prepare to start anew. They prepare to take. They prepare to all. I remember when Brother Davis and I had talked about starting a radio show, one of the things that Brother Davis, he and I were talking about it, and he said, "Dave, why do you want to do this?" And I said, "I want to give the people an opportunity to make a choice and to do something different than what has failed us and we think that is the norm, if they see the value in that at all." Brother Davis said, as he always does, "Brother, I hear you." And he says, "Brother, this is the reason why I want to do this." And he said, "It's because I want us to be a part of the opportunity to bring forth something new." And it's so true. If we continue to do what we were doing when we were 10 years old to 20 years old, and from 20 years old to 40 years old, and from 40 years old to 50 years old, we just wasted 50 years of our lives. We continue never to really measure any growth. And this system is so deep. It doesn't teach us to have empathy. It teaches us always to want to have a destructive reaction to everything and anything. In every situation that comes about, there's a need and a call for us to have a destructive response to it. And it's kind of like, you know, we've all heard of the devil, and I want you to keep in mind, just as an illustration, how would the great creator want you to respond to things, and how would the devil want you to respond to things? And it seems that we've made a deal with the devil. And that's very easy for us to say, because sometimes we get personally attached to different things. But your overall character and your overall true constitution is developed by you being challenged by different things. Everything that we go through is for good reason, so that we can learn from what works and what doesn't work. And every champion, one of the first things that a champion to learn is how to lose, because there's a lot to learn in losing. And I think we've lost enough to know that maybe we shouldn't do those things like that anymore. So in prepping, we all go through different challenges, and that's the beauty of life. And how one person responds to something is different than another. But one of the most important things in collective prudence is something called consideration. when there is an agreement. And not everyone will uphold that agreement. But everybody should be given an opportunity to uphold that agreement. And sometimes, with good measure, you have to you have to make an investment that maybe this time that this person didn't make that agreement, maybe this is something that they're going through. Because I remember when I used to be that way. And thank goodness my grandmother didn't give up on me. My friend didn't give up on me. My people didn't give up on me. My species didn't give up on me. And I'm going to tell you something very personal. When someone very dear to me was going through a very trying time in their life, I realized something. Sometimes you have to love people through things. And this system has taught us to discard. Because loving someone through something is a risk. It's a real risk. It's an investment that's not always pleasant. It doesn't always yield a profit. But everything that I've ever been involved in that was prosperous and profitable and built prosperity, sustainability, and sovereignty, none of it came easy, especially in this system. In preparing, in learning to be a prodigious saver as a preparer, you realize that we, as a preparer, you never want to prepare as man. Man wastes everything. The great creator is not wasteful of anything. Everything is significant. Everything is an opportunity. Are there times that you should sever ties? Let your conscience be your guide. There's something worth it. Sometimes you're going to have to say, okay, this, you know, this tool, this car is no longer viable for what we need to do. And I'm saying that for this reason. When it comes to preparing, it's a constant evaluation of what your creed is. And a creed is always followed by your deeds. You can speak what your creed is, but it's your deeds that dictate the truth of your creed. And we're going to go through so many things. And we should welcome it because it makes us stronger. It gives us the opportunity to learn something and have consideration with something that we never thought about before. It gives us an opportunity to evaluate what our true enemy is and how entrenched that overall seating that they have and that position that they have and that influence that they have, how formidable it is. And what commitment we're going to have to make to overcome it. We're getting ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, Definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, the number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And today's show is, what are some of the tools? Oops, no. What is, forgot what it was real quickly. Forgive me, that's one of my flaws. Thinking as a prepper means more than just having stuff. And would love to hear from you all today. Give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And I am so glad that you are all here because you're right where you're supposed to be. So, with that being said, I think Scotty is Scotty, did you have something?
Oh, no, I just forgot to mute myself.
Yeah, left on. Okay, yeah, no problem. Scotty had it on. So, and I think that I'm going to give you a situation. How not having stuff as a prepper, but having the prepper mindset and the necessity for being able to evaluate things, not from your standpoint, but from a standpoint of what's in the best interest of. There was a situation where, and I was talking to Mel. There was a situation where certain threats will come to you at certain times. And when we look at history we are unaware of. And we were talking about shooting. It was on one of the shows that we were talking about shooting. And because the prepping tool was not the appropriate thing for the situation at the time, because different things can change. Variables can change. Variables can change. And Mel said something that was very important. Mel said, Dave, it's the importance of right now. And here's was the situation. You had a shotgun in your home, and someone came into your home. And little did you know that that person was there, and they caught you off guard for whatever reason. And also your child was near them. And a shotgun is not the appropriate tool at that time. And the immediacy of now requires you to think fast, because that threat is still there, and the priority now has totally changed because your child is near. One of the things that's very, very important is that when it comes to a prepper's mindset, you have to run through different situational systems all the time. And I say that because you all know that I was in law enforcement before. And the situation I'm talking about actually happened where Family came home, didn't know that there was a burglar in the house. But the burglar that was in the house was actually had intentions to harm the teenage daughter. The dude was crazy. And the family caught the burglar off guard. One second. Sorry about that. The burglar caught the family off guard. They came in, and the family was caught by surprise by this burglar. And the burglar was close to their youngest, smallest child, while the intention, because they realized who it was right away, and they knew that this kid was, he was a stalker. And the daughter, the older daughter, was in a relationship with him, and they realized that this dude was crazy. And they knew what his intentions were. There were multiple weapons in the home. And because of the overall situation, the mom ran and grabbed a handgun, while the dad went straight for the shotgun. And the dad realized that the mom was right. But what they did, because of their prepping mindset, had totally changed. They realized that they needed to think their way through this. The shotgun became the overall attention getter of the guy that broke into the home. And the guy didn't even realize that the mom had a handgun. And the father moved to where the mom would have a line of sight to engage him that was now grabbing their child. And so the father kept moving away from the mother with the shotgun. So what does the eyes of the burglar do, who is now not a burglar at all? He followed the shotgun and totally dismissed the mother. And why am I saying that? Because things happen in a prepper mentality, that the tools aren't always that nice to have, but the overall thought process of how to respond to different threats is critical. What is appropriate at the time? Because that shotgun was not appropriate, because that meant he was going to have to engage and will definitely shoot and possibly killed their child trying to stop this nut, who was now going through all different things looking for knives and picked up a knife in the house. And because the dad had moved to where he would have attention there, when he went to get the knife, he held on to the child with one hand and went to get the knife and exposed himself frontally to the mom, and that's when she took the shot. And what really, really neutralized that overall threat was that mom and dad thinking and realizing that the overall dynamics was different than they ever thought about, but they still needed to think. And when that happened, it scared the guy so much. The mom missed, but it scared him enough where he flinched and let go of the younger child, who was able to run away. And what do you think the overall assailant did? He was ready to give up then. Completely. But because of that, that mom and dad had worked together in realizing the situation and what was the best outcome, because the dad thought that the best thing for he went straight for the shotgun. And the mom realized that he had the other dude had the assailant had the upper hand on them because he had the daughter. She went for the handgun. But she missed. But she really didn't miss. So why am I saying that? How we respond to adversity is critical. And it has to be something that we have to structure in our lives and to think about, because this world puts us in bad situations so many times because it benefits the standing, the paradigm that exists now. And outside of the tools that we have, the most valuable thing that we have is the ability to think. And if we always rely on thinking our way through things, weighing the options, engaging our thought, and also engaging our spirit in the things, I think that our outcome could be much more beneficial and sustainable for us. Many things are going to happen, but we should prepare to always, always respond to whatever is in front of us in appropriateness. Apply the appropriate measures at the appropriate time. So one of the critical things in preparing is the mindset of appropriateness. What is appropriate? And what's appropriate does not always prevail as to what we want. We should always sacrifice what we want for what we need. Because our wants can actually be influenced by things that's not in our best interest. But if we really harness what we need before we need it and have a firm spiritual and moral connection to that, we'll realize that our wants, that the things that we want, many of those things have been determined by the influence of the system of subjugation and enslavement. And our needs are still attached to the ecosystem and to what the great creator had structured us around. And then you'll see that that overall space is bigger than the Grand Canyon itself. Many of the things that we want are motivated by this system. And most of the things that we need are still organically attached to our relationship to the great creator. It's not always that's the case. That's not always how things work. But there's more to preparing than just the stuff. The most important thing is the intrinsic value of you. The intrinsic value of the extension of you to your family. And the intrinsic value of your family extending it to the intrinsic value of our community. That is the glory of us all. That was the intention of the great creator that still is prevalent today, if we'll walk back into it. So, I just want to say big ups to you all. I want to thank you all for... We don't have any other callers in queue. I just want to thank you all for being who you are. And before we get out of here, I just want to say how much I appreciate each and every one of you. And how critically important you all are to me. Our relationships, our development going forward, we are exactly where we should be. And I wouldn't want to be there with anyone other than you all. I look forward to the adversity of the moments because I know we have the measures to withstand it all and to create the paradigm that is beneficial not just to me, not just to you, not just to our family and our community, but to our whole universal standing. That we will all be the sun, the great life giver, that what we choose to do based off of what we have to compromise to anymore. It's going to be a process. And that's the beauty of it all. The beauty of this whole thing is the process. As we get to learn so much more about each other and ourselves than we would otherwise wouldn't have the ability to do. And there's something unique about right now. I think we all asked to be here. It's just my opinion. I think we all asked to be here at this time to take on this formidable task that is far overdue, but we've taken up the call to say, here I am and I will. So, with that being said, we're going to end out a little early today. If we have no other callers, let me check in queue. I don't know if we have any callers in queue. Let me check. And I will say much love, much respect to you all. And continue to do what it is that you can do. Very, very important. And I would say have a greater purpose than just ourselves. Have the greatest purpose of us all. And serve that as much as you possibly can. And that will never be anything that you could ever be ashamed of. Quite the opposite. It will be the overall benchmark of your legacy. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk
gold
to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.